This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
Got a new sponsor, and it's perfect for this time
right of
year. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts are designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and leg and give you a truly sculpted look. Now, here's the issue. Summertime in Vegas, and especially I'm going back home to Atlanta, right? I can't wear shorts, like regular shorts,
right,
you know, because right, it's too hot. It gets too sweaty. You know, the shorts, like typical shorts, like dress shorts, are made of like, you know, restrictive cottons, right, kind of stiff, right? Well, Bird Dogs fits this issue by inventing cloud knit fabric that looks just like the khaki, but stretches so you get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice movement. And it uses anti-stink sweat wicking fabric that keeps you cool and dry all day long, right? So this is just a perfect product. I have to wear athletic shorts all the time in Vegas because it's so hot. I can't wear
right
the regular shorts. This is
right
the perfect fit. They look like dress shorts. They fit like athletic shorts. They're loose. They're not restrictive. They're perfect.
Here's a great part of it, because we all got a pair, but they have like an inside lining, which makes everything really, really comfortable. And just the material is very comfortable. And on top of that, like their pants, they don't feel really tight, and they're really comfortable, and they look sweet.
Right, they fit like the comfort of athletic shorts, but they look like dress shorts.
Right.
So there's, so I mean, that
would be the
I'm
best way to put it.
And when you order, when you go to birddogs.com, that's birddogs.com/K100, you get a free Yeti style tumbler with your order. That's birddogs.com/K100. For a free Yeti style tumbler. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
There's a great product. Get your shorts and pants on comfortably with a sweet, sweet look to them at Bird Dogs. Boom.
Well, let's get to the mailbag. Not a lot of mail this week, Joe. Did you notice that?
Yeah, a little bit less. Yeah,
that's fine. I don't mind that because a lot of these questions are freaking. Yeah. You got like. Let me. Just one thing I was going to say about the mailbag.
Bro, then again, wait. Yeah, just real quick. Sorry, but then again, there was like 6 to 8 suspensions that their mail didn't get.
Right. There were a lot of suspensions, but like a lot of you guys, you know, your questions stink. Like they're boring. They're from way long ago. There's you got to be something that like think about like if you're going to ask a question. All right, that your question is going to turn into the answer. Our discussion is going to make a good viral YouTube clip. That's the way you need to look at this mailbag. Ask interesting questions because a lot of you guys ask a lot of stupid questions that are just like, you know, I don't know what you're thinking if you think that we're going to be interested in like a lot of stuff that you guys want to talk about. But let's start off with Damian Lillard. It's an interesting thing to start off with here. So, from Straight to the Baja, Damian Lillard rumor. Hey, Conan Joe and Conan's flunky. Oh, that's it. Okay. You know what?
Straight to the Baja. I thought that meant me for a second.
No, let's talk about me. You're suspended for 2 weeks. Okay. Because if your first email submission, you bury me in the first line, that's a double suspension.
There's going to be a triple suspension when you read it.
Oh, God. Just want to hear you guys' opinion on the Dame Lillard to Miami rumors. I know Conan must be intrigued being a Miami fan. And my bigger question is, do you think Dame is addicted to the Dade? Thanks. I'll be here all week.
All right.
You won't be here all week.
We're not. This isn't going to be answered. I already told you guys last week, if you send any bullshit with the blade, Dade, all that other shit that you tried to sneak in there at the end, your shit won't get answered. So keep doing it. And you're also suspended.
I know you won't answer it. I know you won't answer it. But I'm going to make one comment on this. It's fantastic for Miami because, bro, Miami has been in 2 of the last 3 NBA finals with Jimmy Butler. If he has another piece with him, there's a good 2 to 2 year window here where they can get in again and maybe do it. So it's definitely, you know,
well, huge. Here's Miami the problem, bro. You can tell Portland doesn't want to trade him to Miami. Okay.
Right.
And I would not be surprised if he went to Brooklyn. Plus, what's Miami going to give from? They already traded Gabe to the Lakers, Strus to the Cavaliers. I highly doubt that they're going to trade Hero. They love that guy, and he's real young.
Right.
But anyways, I don't want to be answering this jackoff's question.
All right, next is from Brendan Triano. The subject is spooky time is over. What's good, fellas? It's the mayor of K100. So I've always been a fan growing up of The Undertaker. I love the spooky stuff and the element of fear he presented as a character. I was a fan of Bray Wyatt when he's a Bayou cult leader, would be cryptic and all that. Notice I said was. Currently, Malachi Black is my favorite wrestler. I really enjoy his in-ring work, and I think he presents interesting ideas towards his character. With all that being said, The Undertaker's gone. WWE show is better without Wyatt due to more serious presentation storylines. And sometimes my man Malachi is a bit too much with the lights off, lights on stuff. So my question is, if wrestling going forward is just better without the supernatural stuff, Undertaker has his character kind of grandfathered in through an era of where people were legit scared of him. These days, you have to really stretch your suspension disbelief to dig a character like that. Is it worth it for the current audience to have to do that? I feel Malachi can still be with the dark arts and cult stuff on a more grounded basis rather than spraying magic mist and teleporting. Thoughts? P.S. Joe is my bro, but he needs a tan this summer. He makes Elmer's glue look like it has a sunburn. That's a great line right there, Conan. Conan, what do you think about that?
Conan, I liked it a lot.
Joe's tan makes him look like Elmer's glue has a sunburn.
Right. That's awesome.
Very creative on that.
He ain't going to listen. I told Joe to get a suntan, stunner shades. He don't care. He loves that Unabomber Proud Boys look. But
I saw a great quote about these glasses, and I don't think I can use it on the show.
I'll be a joke. Yeah. Joe, you wanted to have kids?
No, we're not going to have kids. No.
Okay, but if you did have a kid, I think Elmer Feeney would be the name of your kid. Would be like a proper
great name.
Yeah, right.
But I even goes to a double take when they see Joe.
So Malachi Black, let's not forget, like let's do a let's go back in time. Remember when Malachi Black came into AEW? Joe, do you remember?
I certainly
do.
Yeah.
What was the big thing about? Like, what was the big narrative around that? Like, well, there was a story going on at that time because people were surprised when he showed up at AEW. Do you remember that story? What was going on?
Well, he was there, and then the rumor was that he was leaving.
No. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm talking about. WWE had like literally invested like 4 weeks worth of vignettes.
Oh, okay.
To build up his character, and then they let him go, and then like based off the vignettes that they had built up with, Like a few weeks later, he showed up on AEW TV based on the production machine that the WWE had put in to build up his character with the vignettes.
Right.
So now he's in. So now what AEW is trying to do, they tried to piggyback off that with their production. Okay. Now I like the House of Black. Like their presentation is very good. But if this gimmick was in WWE, it would be 10 times better with the production machine behind him, right? And also, I don't like the they do the lights on and lights off, right? But it's very weird when their segment's over, they turn the lights off and they go to commercial, which is kind of weird because like when you turn the lights off, there's an anticipation from the fans, like, okay, who's going to be in the ring when they come back on? But they end his segments by turning the lights off, which is a weird out. You know, so you just can tell it's like they're just confused, like how to actually, you know, build this, you know, produce this gimmick, and because they're not, it's not the WWE production machine. Like, well, what do you think about that, Conan?
Yeah, well, you know, their production is just levels higher than anybody in the game.
Right. Yeah.
But you know who makes that? What really makes that group menacing is the girl in the witch hat. What's her name? Julie Hart. Yeah.
When she held up the.
The skeleton. Oh, the mask. That's right. Andrade's mask. Yeah.
Yeah. She held it
up. Give me my mask back. Yeah.
Next up, Jason Turpin. The subject is Hulk Hogan gym stories. Hey, guys. Hulk Hogan just interviewed with Men's Health. Strange part of the interview is when the Hulk showed off his preacher curl machine. He called it the Crippler and said that other wrestlers couldn't hang with him and throw up. He said Big Show was one of them. I know Hulk works every interviewer, but it seems weird to try to say something that dumb to a fitness magazine. I've never heard of someone getting sick from doing arms. Joe, you got this? How long is this clip?
You want to see the clip? All right.
Let me see this. Starts at 9:17. I'm sure it's not that long if we're just showing him curling.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever work out with Hulk or hear any stories of the intensity of his preacher curl sets? Of course not. Thanks, Jason Turpin. P.S. I've attached your picture of me with Buff Bagwell. And his kid, I guess.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. You want to see this?
Yeah, let me watch this.
Favorite.
See this.
Yeah, this is the Crippler. This is my main machine for running people off. And usually the guys, the wrestlers, or my friends would go out and puke out of one of those doors. And one time the Big Show didn't want me to catch him puking, so I heard him in my bathroom puking. So I put $5 and I put a sticker up there to see the incredible puking giant. But this is the machine. He's my boy. I'm just teasing, but that did happen.
I did.
This is a Strive piece.
I've seen enough. Bro, that piece of equipment is in like every gym.
Every gym.
Okay, so I can't see. Bro, I've never seen anybody like puke from arms. I see them puke from big squats, you know, stuff like throw from like heavy squats, but not arms. I think this is Hogan just like being Hogan.
Yeah, there's another question later about Hulk's exaggerations. So.
Well, he ain't afraid to let a lie get in the way of a good story, brother. and let me just say this. Big Show was mega strong. Okay.
Yeah.
So I doubt that happened.
Yeah.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Another perfect product for summertime.
Right.
We're in the thick of summer and you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. So meal prep is like the thing these days. You skip the grocery store and you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat food in 2 minutes. Meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals. So meal prep is the thing these days. Basically, if you want to skip the grocery store, you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals in 2 minutes with Factor. So meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals, okay? And they give you fresh food prepared by chefs, stuff like, you know, broccoli, asparagus, leeks, and there's 34 restaurant-quality options. Meals like bruschetta shrimp risotto, steakhouse filet mignon, and it also caters to any type of diet that you have. It's very important. They have a calorie smart options, which are under 500 calories. They have keto options, which I'm a big fan of. They have vegan, vegetarian options, and protein plus options with over 30 plus grams of protein per order. All right. You can also mix them up. You can add some proteins with your vegan order if you want to. And also they have like over 40 snacks that you can try and breakfast options like apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites. And they also have assorted juices, shakes, and smoothies. It's got everything. Let me give you a perfect example. Tons of girls at work use Factor, and all of them are getting in shape. I look at these girls that they come into work all the time, like they've lost weight in the summertime. I go, what are you doing? They say intermittent fasting and Factor meals. They're meal prepping. That's the easiest way to stay on point with your diet is meal prep, and Factor meals is the perfect option for it. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So this July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. They're not frozen, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. No prep. No mess. Take them and throw them away. You don't have to cook. You don't have to clean. It's that easy. So head to factormeals.com/K150. That's Factor Meals at K10050. And they're giving you 50% off. You have to try this at 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. You have to give this a try. If you're having trouble dieting, if you're having trouble meal prepping, try Factor Meals. Very effective.
Right, and we got sent just to try it, and I thought it was great, so I ordered some more. I'm a big fan of the short ribs, and they have a really good chicken teriyaki and beef and cheese enchilada. You can choose, you know what I'm saying? So been tried by all of us. We all like it. I don't know. What do you like there, Joe?
Well, it's funny that you said steak because the one that I tried was the Grilled Steakhouse Filet, and that was very, you know, it was almost restaurant-like good. I was really, really surprised. It didn't taste like something.
That's the main thing. You can tell the difference in the quality. Sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It didn't taste like something that you just heated up at home. You know, it tasted freshly made and all that.
So, you know, we're always looking out for you, whether it's your health, stay healthy, and this is a great way to do it. And you can get it at Factor Meals. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Next is from Hank Beanie. Oh my God, this guy might get suspension. The subject is Disco Inferno, spreader of misinformation.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and he puts a meme at the top of this. It says, caution, you are entering a no-spin zone. Okay? Hey guys, a recent clip has surfaced where K100's own Disco Inferno claims that the biggest rating loser at WCW was Lex Luger and Buff Bagwell. Buff said in a shoot interview that Disco used to come up to him in the gym and thank him for his paycheck. Disco, can you explain these discrepancies? Okay, two things can be right at once. Number one, Lex Luger and Buff Bagwell were not like the biggest ratings losers. But when they would do, whenever I would do the minute-by-minute ratings, right? Whenever they had an in-ring interview, just the two of them, when they were doing a team where they were together, bro, their in-ring interviews were just not doing – there was losing numbers minute by minute. And that's not – I'm not – you know, I'm fans of those guys. I wasn't like turning – be somebody that turned the channel because I thought their interviews were funny, but people were turning them off, okay, period. That's a fact. If anyone wants to go back and look at the minute by minute ratings and stuff for things for a period of time, it's 20-something years ago, but this is verifiable, right? I absolutely used to come up to him and thank him for his paycheck. That was like a running joke, but we always used to like Buff was an A1 personality. Okay. He was an arrogant, him and Luger were very arrogant. And we would always like play along with the gimmick. And like, I would say things like I'd walk up to Buff and like, we would joke the Buff. It's like, thank you for the check this week. I really appreciate it, bro. And we'd like have a like thing like we'd bro said that's a joke. It's funny.
That's
man.
All we did was entertain each other all fucking
yeah,
day,
all the time. Like that, yeah. So that's
there
like,
were running know, jokes all the time. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But I'm not. But the thing is, like Buff Bagwell wasn't like always a rating loser. Just the one thing that always just would constantly do bad numbers and people turned off is when Buff and Luger would do in ring promos. And there was a period of like they must have like four. It was just like four or five of them. But I was just like, when I was doing the minute-by-minute ratings, I would say that was a thing I would –
well, this
noticed,
is in so. Like 2000, right?
Yeah. So it's like – and WCW is – you know, the WWE was kicking our ass at that time and stuff. So it's not like, you know – I'm not knocking them. I'm just pointing out a fact that the number one thing that like consistently would just lose viewers whenever they were on was when Buff and Luger would do in-ring promos together.
So I found that article, D.I., that you've referenced before, as have I, where Meltzer found that in this quarter in late 97, you were actually in the you would gain the most viewers in your segment.
Right.
Okay.
When they first started analyzing the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. And this was a period of time when I was doing my TV title role when I came back.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I was pretty hot on TV. All right. So go ahead.
So, but I wanted to read you the big winners and the big losers here, according to Meltzer and the statistics. So the ratings draws at the time that would always increase the numbers during the segment was Disco, Roddy Piper, Jericho. And this is for both promotions, by the way. So Steve Austin, Alex Wright, Six, Hugh Morris, Mortis, Ric Flair, and Goldberg were the guys that contributed to higher ratings most. Okay.
No now, Hall or Nash.
The biggest losers. Number one, Scott Hall.
Wow.
Minus 25, which means he dropped a 0.5 and they added up into 25, I guess, right? The Headbangers, Jeff Jarrett, the Steiners, Mongo, Kurt Hennig, Conan is listed as a -9. Ultimo Dragon, the Godwins, Hector Garza, and Lex Luger. So I wanted to see if Luger was in there, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Well,
isn't that weird that Hall's
a bigger ratings draw than Conan. And the reason, and I should have beat him every time that we wrestled. It would have been the proper booking, I think. If I was the booker, I would have been squashing Conan every week. Would be good booking. I think would have got me over. Do you agree with that, Conan? That I should have squashed you every week,
bro. As presumptuous as this might sound, it don't matter because I always found a way to get over.
Yes. All right. Next is from Mike Weishar.
What?
The subject is Dominic Mysterio. Hello, Conan, Disco, and Joe. It's backstage in an indie wrestling show in Chicago the night after All In, September 2018. And Rey Mysterio was on the indie show. This is before Rey returned to WWE. And Dominic was backstage visiting. Okay? At this show, they had a birthday cake for Dominic. I'm pretty sure we even sang to him. Anyways, years later, I saw Wikipedia that Dominic's birthday is in April. Conan, can you confirm from memory that Dom's birthday is in April? What? Assuming Wikipedia is telling the truth, what do you think we would be celebrating Dom's birthday 5 months later? Do you think someone was going to... I'm just cutting this off. Remember I told you that like people ask a lot of stupid questions? This is, Mike, this is a stupid question, okay? Like, you think we care that Dominic Mysterio, that Wikipedia has Dominic Mysterio's birthday wrong? We're cutting that one off. Conan, guess what?
What up?
Another perfect product for summertime.
Right.
We're in the thick of summer, and you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. So meal prep is like the thing these days. You skip the grocery store and you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat food in 2 minutes. Meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals. So meal prep is the thing these days. Basically, if you want to skip the grocery store, you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals in 2 minutes with Factor. So meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals, okay? And they give you fresh food prepared by chefs, stuff like, you know, broccoli, asparagus, leeks. And there's 34 restaurant-quality options. Meals like bruschetta shrimp risotto, steakhouse filet mignon. And it also caters to any type of diet that you have. It's very important. They have a calorie smart options, which are under 500 calories. They have keto options, which I'm a big fan of. They have vegan, vegetarian options, and protein plus options with over 30 plus grams of protein per order. All right? You can also mix them up. You can add some proteins with your vegan order if you want to. And also they have like over 40 snacks that you can try and breakfast options like apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites. And they also have assorted juices, shakes, and smoothies. It's got everything. Let me give you a perfect example. Tons of girls at work use Factor, and all of them are getting in shape. I look at these girls, like, they come into work all the time, like they've lost weight in the summertime. I go, what are you doing? They say intermittent fasting and Factor meals. They're meal prepping. That's the easiest way to stay on point with your diet is meal prep, and Factor meals is the perfect option for it. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So this July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. They're not frozen, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. No prep. No mess. Take them and throw them away. You don't have to cook. You don't have to clean. It's that easy. So head to factormeals.com/K150. That's Factor Meals at K10050. And they're giving you 50% off. You have to try this at 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. You have to give this a try. If you're having trouble dieting, if you're having trouble meal prepping, try Factor Meals. Very effective.
Right, and we got sent just to try it, and I thought it was great, so I ordered some more. I'm a big fan of the short ribs, and they have a really good chicken teriyaki and beef and cheese enchilada. You can choose, you know what I'm saying? So been tried by all of us. We all like it. I don't know. What do you like there, Joe?
Well, it's funny that you said steak because the one that I tried was the grilled steakhouse filet. And that was very, you know, it was almost restaurant-like good. I was really, really surprised. It didn't taste like something.
That's the main thing. You can tell the difference in the quality. Sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It didn't taste like something that you just heated up at home. You know, it tasted freshly made and all that.
So, you know, we're always looking out for you, whether it's your health, stay healthy, and this is a great way to do it. And you can get it at Factor Meals. Boom.
Next is from Justin Alkay. The subject is Cody eventual heel turn. Hello, Joe Disco and Conan. As we watch Raw every week, we see they keep presenting Cody as a super cartoony and cheesy babyface. Do you believe that this is to build to a major heel turn when he wins the world title and says he's used all the stupid fans to get to the top? P.S. The segment with his dog reminded me of the guys that walk around with dogs and pretend to be a super dog lover just to meet women. Bro, that was a main thing on Facebook for years where I would always call out guys posting doggy pics because the sole purpose of posting doggy pics is to get chicks. Period. There's no other reason. Okay, you're just doing that to get the sympathy from the girls. Going, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, same reason.
And then you DM them
to
the, right,
the dog walker park.
You know, post a doggy pic, and like, and that there's a
yeah. They think
a,
you're sensitive.
Chance,
yeah.
Well, there's a decent chance if she puts over the doggy pic, you know, and people know that. Like, guys know that. That's why they do it. No, I don't think. But no, Cody. If Cody does turn heel, it'd be it'd be something very drastic. But like, bro, he's been the on the other end of a major heel turn, with Brock turning heel on him, and they're still in that storyline. That's not settled yet. So I don't see him turning heel anytime soon. You know, did you agree with that, Conan?
Yeah, and bro, he just got there. They're not gonna turn him right now.
Right.
You know, he's mega over. They're gonna ride this till it's time to turn him heel, and it ain't time.
Right.
And something that you brought up, bro, it's hard to get cheered against Brock. You know what I'm saying? And he's doing it. And he always has good matches, good promos, and he's part of a wrestling family that's beloved. I will say that you're very right. He does look super cheesy. He looks disingenuous to me. He looks like a used car salesman meets a TV evangelist meets a politician with kind of like the fake smile with the really white teeth, with the suit. Hair is always perfectly coiffed, going over there and, playing with the children and giving everybody a high five. It is kind of cheesy.
But I think that but we've seen in the past that, like, even before, like, Vince loves that. Like, Vince has always liked his top babyface to be a cheesy,
remember when Jericho was a cheesy babyface?
Right, yeah, it's just like you smile, shake the hands, high-five the fans on the way to the ring, all that bullshit. And it's like,
right.
it's kind of weird. Like, that's why Austin was such an outlier.
Mm-hmm.
They got over because, like, bro, Austin and The Rock were like the only outliers on that because all the
or even back in the day, remember when Nash told everybody, if you're not wearing the black glove, go fuck yourself. Remember?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But Vince has always been like your baby needs to be smiling.
Right. Yeah.
And,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next almost, to some giant.
I predict, and I could be proven wrong, and maybe I will be 5 years down the line, but I think they're going to use Cody like Cena. I don't think they're ever going to turn Cody, that character. I don't see it ever happening.
Well, he has said publicly, and I asked somebody that knows him very well,
he doesn't want to
that he doesn't want to turn. I go, why does he say that? He goes, because he doesn't want to turn. He just wants to be a baby face.
Right. Mm-hmm. Next is some giant Farouk. Subject is Whipped Danielson. Conan and Joe, I'm just done listening to you guys review Forbidden Door 2023, and I have to say that I think you guys are crazy to be praising Bryan Danielson. Now, I didn't hear your review. I'm going to listen to it because this is our first day of recording. By the time we get to the TV reviews in a few days, I will have listened to your review and maybe have watched some of the matches, okay? Because it's weird. At my work, I guess I need a VPN. That link that we have to watch the shows, I can watch it at my house.
But not at work.
You
told me that.
Right, yes, it's weird.
It's honestly, it's probably like a security risk for malware and all that.
I'm sure it is. Because
it has weird pop-ups and shit.
Right.
Cody, why don't you use what Joe uses?
If you feel like setting up, I'll send you the guy's number. You just need to.
I spent enough on things. Just to watch the AEW pay-per-views? No.
I'm saying this thing also has all sports channels. I mean, all sports.
I got enough of sports. I got the ML. I got MLB TV, and I got everything I need. I got Hulu, MLB, ESPN Plus, MLB TV. So this is
just so you could see it at work. That's basically
right. Yeah. Well, I can see all that stuff at work. I just can't see the AEW pay per views at work.
Right.
Okay. Is it a crazy sign of toughness to be able to work a killer match with a snap forearm? Yes. Is it a sign of crazy stupidity to keep working a match while so badly injured? Yes. All he had to do was tell the ref, I'm hurt, let's go home. Could have instantly gotten medical help. Said the injury is so bad that his wife, Hall of Fame living legend Brie Bella, has been publicly complaining about it on her social media page. Good for her. So Disco Inferno, my question is for you. What do you think about Bryan Danielson's injury? What do you think Joe and Conan commending him for working while hurt? What did you guys exactly say about this? So I can bury you.
I'll go find
bro,
it.
I don't remember saying that
at all. Yeah. No, I don't think
let me just say this, not bad boy. No one praised him for working through a broken forearm. We just thought it was a good match. He's always been a favorite of mine since the indie days. And sometimes with the adrenaline, you don't even know if it's broken or not. Couldn't have been too painful. He continued.
Remember that fight that John Jones had? And after the fight, they looked down his toe, and his toe was, like, sideways.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, like, it's just like, you know, bro, you get, like, adrenaline. You just don't feel.
Yeah.
Bro, let me give you, for example, have you ever had a stone bruise on your heel, on the bottom of your heel?
Yeah.
It's called stone bruise. Like, the bottom of your heel, like, the ball of your heel is
really sore.
In utter pain. Okay.
Right.
We were doing a Nitro in Dallas. I had a stone bruise on my heel. Okay. And dude, this was so freaking weird. It's like all day it was just sore. It's just like, oh my God, I'm limping around everything. And I'm wrestling this guy named Al Green in the first match. So I'm opening the show. I was in the NWO. So I was getting a reaction when I was coming out. Bro, I went out there. It was so weird. I was backstage and my heel hurt. By the time I got to the ring, the adrenaline kicked in here in the crowd. I couldn't feel it. So that's like the first time I'd ever like felt where adrenaline actually acted as a pain, was pain relief. Okay.
Yeah.
Now the thing that fascinating about it, I looked into it like afterwards, I was like, wow, that was kind of, you know, it started hurting later on after I got showered and everything and the show was over, like, oh man, it went back to hurting again. Right. So I looked at like, there's a thing that says that like you're something about adrenaline has a half-life of 48 hours, whatever that means. Meaning that, like, adrenaline can work as a pain pain relief until your adrenaline wears off, and then you start hurting again. So it is like actually like if it has like aspirin. Take you 2 aspirin every 6 hours. Like aspirin lasts a certain period of time, then it wears off. Adrenaline is the same way. It's kind of weird how that you know, a natural thing like adrenaline can like work as pain relief. Have you ever had issues?
Well, I wouldn't even say pain relief. It's more like pain masking. You know what I'm saying?
Right, pain masking. Exactly. Yeah. Pain masking. Yeah, yeah. You're not getting better. You just can't feel it. Right, yeah. It's kind of weird. Yeah.
That's the same. That's just that, you know, that's that adrenaline rush you get like when you have like, you know, when you go on the roller coaster or you're in a haunted house or, you know what I'm saying? That you know, yeah. But okay, when you're working, when you're in the ring, a lot of times we're working hurt and we don't even notice it till you're back in the locker room.
Right.
And that does happen a lot.
Conan, guess what?
What's up?
It's time to unleash the beach beast within you.
Oh.
Know what that means? It means this summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasy. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. So here's the deal. It's time to tame your mane, okay? A lot of people have trouble with facial hair. They don't like to shave. So why not go for it and let's try the beard. Say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You don't have to have all the guards and everything and a million products. You don't even have to worry about that, right? It's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all that hair in the sink. And the titanium-coated T-blade is tough in the hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. And it doesn't end there because they've created 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, okay? First, there is the beard shampoo and conditioner that comes with this. And you remember, all your hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head, obviously. And that's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replace natural oils and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine. And cap off the kit with the Beard Balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look to attract any fellas or dames. Look, with all these products, if you don't have an on-point beard after a few weeks, that's got to be on you. Because the Pro Beard Kit also comes with 3 free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. And you know, this is the year 2023. Beards are in. The chicks like beards, but they don't like sloppy, ugly beards. They like well-groomed beards. So get 20% off and free ship with code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. That's the Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, and 20 lengths at manscaped.com.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product, and there's a reason why. It's high quality and it works. Now they've got everything from I can guarantee you these are the most comfortable briefs, boxers that you'll ever wear. Incredible. You wouldn't think that, you know, a shaving company would come up with something this sweet, but they did. And they've got everything from deodorant, the motherfucking the weed whacker for your hair and your nose hairs and your ears. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. They got a body wash. I mean, they got everything so you can feel fresh, be clean, smell good. They even got cologne. I mean, these guys just bring it. And they got a really sweet leather toiletry bag that doesn't look cheap or look like, you know, that you can bring it to you when you travel or stay over somewhere. It's just, you know, top of the line any way you cut it. So, you know, keep your groom on, you know, look clean, look presentable, smell clean for job interviews, just to go out in public. I know that's a big issue with wrestling fans, their hygiene's not that great. This can help you. Go check out Manscaped. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Okay, next is from John Roddy, no relation to Roddy Piper. Subject is Austin Theory. John Cena made a pretty awesome return at Money in the Bank and did a fun segment with Grayson Waller. But got me thinking, what's going on with Austin Theory? Has he even been on a pay-per-view since he beat John Cena at WrestleMania? He wasn't even on the Night of Champions pay-per-view despite being a long-running U.S. champion title holder. So my marquee question for Conan and Joe, because Disco is just going to bury me for being a mark. Why do you think this is happening with Theory? And if you could pick a nice big storyline match and get him back on track for SummerSlam, who are you going with? Well, creative has failed him right now because he should be an easy guy to get in a storyline right now. He's U.S. champion. Like, they're not – it's kind of weird. No, they said they have nothing for you, but right. You have a belt. Right. Like, why is he still the belt? You know, like, maybe – bro, you
right.
know –
I thought –
I got a great – perfect angle.
Right.
Put freaking – what's his name against him in 4 weeks worth of TV? Our boy L.A. Knight.
Right.
Build, yeah. build up to a U.S. title match.
Right.
You know, do TV with this guy. Both of them are good on the mic. One guy's young. One guy's older. They both look like $1 million. It looks like two grown men fighting each other out there. They got good physiques and stuff. They work a good basic style and stuff. That's actually not a bad idea. I like to actually go after Austin Theory for the U.S. title. So that's how I would book you. 4 weeks worth of TV. You know, you got a comment?
Yeah, same thing, bro. I mean, they're not doing shit with Knight. They're not doing shit with the other guy. He's lost a lot of steam. I thought he might have heat, but they would have probably taken the title off of him by now. You just need to put him in with a baby face that's over, like Riddle or Ray or, you know, Strowman. What's going on with Strowman? Is he hurt or something?
Oh, no, he got surgery.
All right.
Yeah. Next is from Wayne Grohlfein. Subject is Bischoff versus Hangman. Last week on Strictly Business, Eric Bischoff made some predictions for the rest of the 2023 wrestling year. He said that by December 31st, 2023, he thinks at least one of this group will no longer be under contract to AEW. CM Punk, Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, and the Young Bucks. When asked by his AEW shill co-host John Alba if he thinks they'll make the jump to WWE, Bischoff said he would be stunned to hear if Hangman Page is even on their radar. He pretty much buried him on everything such as his look, his matches, his promos, etc. Conan Disco and Joe, what do you think about Bischoff's comments? Do you think it's possible that WWE would ever want to sign Hangman Page? Do they need him? What would he add? And why is Bill Body such a mark? I want you to answer this first. I want to answer this last.
Go ahead, Hangman Joe. I'll let him answer first.
Go ahead, Joe. Too. Hangman Page.
Yeah, I think WWE would sign Hangman Page. And I think Eric, you know, though he may not believe in him, enjoy him, think he's any good, whatever. I think he's a great athlete. He's always, from what I've seen, gotten crowd reactions. He's a talented guy. You might not like the butterfly genes and all that shit, but he is a talented guy. I think WWE would sign him. Yeah, obviously he's not small either. You know, I could see him there.
All right. What about you, Conan? Do you think they'll ever sign him? Sign Page. Do they need him? And what would he add?
But he had said he was in some group of other guys, right? Like Omega.
Oh, yeah. Bischoff said that in his opinion.
Oh, okay.
One of these four guys, you know, right. Bucks, Hangman, Omega, Punk, won't be with WCW at the end of the year, at the beginning of the next year.
I feel a lot like Joe. I mean, yeah, the butterfly jeans, was it happening? And the other shit he was wearing, I don't know, some other stuff that I was like, what's going, flowers or something? You know, I don't know, no cowboys that dress like that. But the guy is over. He does wrestle good. He is very athletic. And he can cut a promo. I think they could do something with him. I'm not saying he's a top guy, but I think they could do something with him.
They could. Okay, but here's my criticisms of him and the things that the good and the bad. All right.
Right.
The good is he looks pretty good. Like right. He's got a good build. You know, looks like a professional wrestler. Got the hair. His work is decent. Okay, I think he still does too much of the. Actually, he doesn't do a lot of the. I don't know. I don't really. His matches don't stick out to me as like something that like I'm out of my way to see. Right. His vignettes in the back, his backstage vignettes stink. His in-ring promos when he's featured and talking something have been very good. Very weird that there's a kind of like a marked. There's a difference in the two, and maybe it's because of the guys he's interacting with. Aren't very good actors. You know, they had him stuck in doing the thing with the Dark Order forever, right? And then let's not forget, we're a couple years, away from when he was doing the drunk, which is kind of a silly gimmick. You know, he was walking around with a drink everywhere, which was just corny, right?
Oh, look, and I drink.
Right. Right. Think about that, right? Everybody forgot about that. And then he kind of like, he got away from that and then turned into like the metrosexual cowboy guy. With like flowers on the jeans and like silly stuff, like, you know, it's just didn't, you know, I don't know.
Time I saw him in AW, he actually told me, "Tell Disco I can't quit him." I'm not sure what that meant, but he did send that message.
Like, yeah. Yes. But I think he's just, I think that maybe coming out of the thing with the drinking character where he had a legit gimmick where he could play it like, hey, I'm a drunk. They would do all the vignettes. He'd be in the bar. Like, remember they did the stadium brawl thing and they did a spot where they stopped. It was like, bro, that was kind of entertaining. I think when he got away from that, it's like, okay, now I got to kind of be a baby face. I'm kind of like, I think he's kind of, you know, in his mind, he's kind of in a gray area.
Yeah. You know, and I think I don't know, maybe because a lot of those guys in the dressing room are friends from when they were in the Indies. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's friends with the Dark Order, if Tony said, hey, go in there and give him a rub. But he somehow survived that. because that did him no favors, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember when they used to... He's Hangman Adam Page, and he's their cowboy character, right?
Right.
You know, when I'm... And his gimmick, literally, like if, you know, he could have done Doc Holliday when he was doing the drinking thing, you know, and stuff with the southern drawl and kind of talk like, you know, talk slow. And, you know, but now he's like, he's just like a guy that's going out there dressed up as a cowboy. He's not a cowboy. And like when he wears the cowboy clothes, he's wearing like cowboy clothes and flowers. I was like, it's like, dude, do you like, haven't you seen like a lot of like what cowboys wear? They're kind of like more rugged than that. Like he's kind of like a model cow, like a 2023 inclusive cowboy character for all, like, you know, it's just not just, you know, like, bro, just be Adam Page if you're going to be, if you're not going to be a cowboy character.
Try to take inspiration from the characters on Yellowstone. They're all 2023 cowboys.
Exactly.
They're throwbacks. Right. They're rough. You know.
You'll look right. They're kind of rugged. Right. So he's there's nothing rugged.
And they still have a cool look to them too.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. You know. Yeah. And he's kind of he doesn't embrace that, which is why it's kind of like maybe just get rid of the Hangman cowboy gimmick. Just be Adam Page. But Adam Page is boring.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. What was I going to say? My advice to this guy would be, like, bro, kind of go back and. Let's embrace like an old school cowboy and try to do that. You know, like rugged. You're old.
Yeah, or even a new school, like they said on Yellowstone. Those are the young characters come off well.
Watch Yellowstone and then take inspiration from the character Rip.
Right.
He's like he's like the second to Costner. He's the fucking tough guy. He's no nonsense. All that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pop. That's popular. It's a popular show. You know. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. You had said that you like his hair, right?
I guess. Yeah.
All right. So if he were to go into the Shake Shack and say, look, hey, no hand job, just give me a shampoo. I'll take the free tea bag with the barbecue dipping sauce. Would that be cool or no?
Edit that out, Joe. Conan.
Yo, what up?
Do you remember the classic physiques, like the old school bodybuilders of the golden era, like in Venice Beach in the 70s?
Yeah, like Frank Zane and Perigno and Arnold and Draper and all those guys.
Yeah, 50 years on, and we're still looking at those guys as a gold standard. And you know what's crazy? They didn't have creatine, pre-workout, fat burners, like a lot of the other popular supplements you see today. But one supplement, I did not know this, they all used was desiccated liver, because it's packed with amino acids for muscle growth, vitamins and minerals for health and immunity, but it's also proven to cause a huge increase in red blood cells, which means you recover quicker, have more endurance, and get better pumps. That is why I consider it a must for all these iconic bodybuilders. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have just added desiccated liver from grass-fed cows to their world-class supplement lineup, but they've also gone a step further and introduced Essential Alpha, a grass-fed beef organ complex. Pound for pound, beef organs are the most nutritious food available, particularly for active men. That's a shoot, because liver is the healthiest thing you can eat. And Legacy believes in celebrating masculinity and maximizing male potential. Legacy, as you know, is owned and operated by Nick on probation, Aldis. And let me tell you, I talked to him about this, and he is super excited to finally be able to bring this to the market. And they've been working on the formula for a while, and he's been really singing the praises of this stuff. And can you ever think of a time when he wasn't ever in shape? I mean, if you're looking for a perfect supplement to help you build muscle, have more energy, and boost your immune system, and bring out your inner alpha, then you need to try Essential Alpha. Available right now at LegacySubs.com, and always use the code K100. Get you 10% off and help support this show. That's LegacySupps.com and use the code K100 at checkout. And I'm a big fan of liver, and I'm definitely going to start using this product.
The great thing about Legacy Subs, which, boy, they've been with us that long because people keep buying their shit, or if not, they wouldn't be throwing no ads on our show. People like their products. We, all of us, use their products. They have everything. Anything that you can imagine, the list is too long, but anything to help you with your brain power, pre-workout, protein drinks. I mean, they, from the A to the Z. And the great thing for the females out there, they have a supplement line just for females, which is curated by his wife, Mickey James. So check either one of them out, you know, get your supplements on Legacy Subs. Boom.
Next is from Jared Smith. The subject is, subject is LAX.
That's
Hey guys, hope all is well. Got a question for K-Dog. In the early run of LAX, Homicide was paired first with Apollo and later Machete. Before, I have two questions in a row. First question is, who? And the second question is, who? Before eventually joining with Hernandez, who I know. My question is, why was Apollo and Machete replaced very quickly? Also, what did you think after you left when LAX turned face and was joined with Hector Guerrero and Salinas? Thanks as always. Interesting questions. Who was Apollo Machete?
Apollo was a Puerto Rican.
Pull that up, Joe. I have no clue who these people are. Pull up the picture. I want to get a reference point here. Go ahead, Conan.
Basically, what happened was I originally wanted to bring in Homicide, okay? And I was told that he was too short. And I was like, well.
Really?
And I was like, even though I like this guy, I said, well, Petey Williams ain't exactly a tall motherfucker.
Bro, this is an Impact. They're complaining about guys being too short.
Yeah.
Dude, that was like the X Division. It's like half the roster was short. It's like, Jesus Christ, right?
You know who was in the room when that happened?
Who?
Hopefully a future guest, Tuggles the Clown. So this kid right here, Apollo, when I first met him, I couldn't believe he looked like a monster. He's like 6'3", good looking guy. And I was like, bro, this motherfucker's going to make a lot of money in the WWE one day. And so I wanted to bring in Homicide and Dutch, who had worked in Puerto Rico with him as a booker in the IWA. He was like, let's bring Apollo in, you know? And I was like, bro, Apollo has a lot of demons. He goes, well, who would you rather have, this guy or this guy? Well, this guy without the demons. And so the first day he was supposed to come in, he never showed up, you know?
Hernandez or Apollo?
Apollo.
He never, he got booked and he didn't show?
Right.
And that's the guy you said had the demons?
Yes. And I was like, you see what I, and I go, you see, and bro, the guy looks like, bro, the guy looks like $1 million and he can go.
Right.
You know, but he was in that phase in his life. Right. Yeah. So he didn't show up. So I was able to get Homicide in. And they immediately saw the chemistry between me and Homicide. And they were like, well, why don't you bring Hernandez in? And I go, because he's not really a street guy, you know, like Homicide is. And I don't know what happened, but might have been Jeff that said, bring him in. Just, you know, let's see how he does. And he came in and he just looked the part. And then he started getting tattoos and he started to look more the part. And, you know, it just mixed, you know.
Yeah. All right. Next is on this. Where's Machete, by the way, Joe?
Up on the screen.
Which one's Machete?
He's the guy with the red.
Here in the corner.
Bandana. Oh, that's him right here?
So let me tell you the story with Machete. As you know, at every taping, Impact, WWE, AEW, there's always a bunch of people looking for work, right? They just hang around looking for work. He lived in Orlando, and I used to have a thing called the LAX Nation, where the only way you could be in that group is you had to be Latino. So I had gotten hip surgery and they would wheel me out. And if I needed help, they'd come out and help me. And he was one of the guys. So I said, until we get Hernandez, we'll use this guy. And that's basically what he was only in a little bit.
Interesting. Next is from David Bentz. And the subject is wrestling gimmicks in WWE. Dear K100 crew, I wanted your opinion how WWE doubles down the gimmick matches for both men and women in one night. Do you think doing two of the same match on the same card at time devalues the match in itself? Should the Royal Rumble become a two-night event, the crowd blows their loads cheering a one-hour match to start a show, then has to go through all that again to end a show currently. Should Money in the Bank no longer be a pay-per-view, but instead of two separate Money in the Bank matches divided throughout the year, maybe one for the men at Mania and one for the women at SummerSlam? I feel the only gimmick match pay-per-view done right is Elimination Chambers. It's normally the last chance match for people to get a title or title match before Mania. Thanks for taking my question. What you say has merit, okay? However, Money in the Bank is an excellent standalone pay-per-view still. Joe, look that up, Joe. I think WWE broke their arena record for the arena for the O2 arena for Money in the Bank. Yeah.
Did you
see that? Yeah, they did. Yeah. So the guy's trying to say like, is it a good idea? Well, it works. You broke the arena.
I think it was their most profitable live premiere event ever. What was it, Joe?
Most profitable a live arena event. That's obviously the stadium shows do bigger, but yeah, for an arena,
$18,877.
Bro, you can't. Like I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. WWE right now is not broke. There's really nothing to fix. Keep going until things look like they're starting to break, and then fix it. But every pay per view, there's not an empty seat in the arena. The production quality is off the chain, and the crowd is off the hook. You know, it's like well,
their booking is good. Yeah, their matches are good. Their graphics are good. Everything. They do everything top flight. Yeah.
They're a $9 billion company and they're showing why they are. They're just nailing it, you know? And it is interesting too, because like, bro, four or five years ago,
they were brutal.
We would be ripping every show, like creative. Right. This is like, it was terrible. And here they are, like 4 years later, the production, and they got so good, they sold the company for $9 billion. You know, it's like they adjust, bro. That's the one thing that Tony Khan, okay, has, he has not been able to navigate his way through adversity yet. Vince McMahon has like a 25 to 30 year history of navigating his way through adversities. You know, just like, bro, you know, Vince learned a lot from getting his ass kicked by WCW. And like you see it now, it's like, bro, whenever AEW, remember when AEW got close to them in the ratings like about a year and a half, 2 years ago almost? They were like, I think they were doing 1.2 million. Raw was doing 1.5.
1.9.
And they got close. And then it was like, and now they widened the gap again because Vince just knows he has a history of how to deal with adversity in the competition of professional wrestling. And I think Tony,
not only competition, DI, but he also had to figure out how to reinvent things when after the steroid trial, after the Benoit thing, after Hogan left, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, Austin
left at the same time too.
I know they're at odds, but Tony Khan like could really use like an Eric Bischoff right now. A guy with a history of knowing how to deal with adversity in the business is like, you know, and like how to turn things around. You know, so it's like, I don't know, there's nobody, like he's doing this on his own. And all he's leaning on dirt sheet guys and stuff to try to help him navigate his way through this. It's like, bro, look at the history of professional wrestling. There's some guys that you could get that could help you and tell you what you need to do, you know, which you're not doing right now. So we'll see. Because it's weird. Because, like, I said that, like, you know, we said on this show that, you know, your fan base on weekly television are just not really going to care about forbidden, like the Japanese wrestling guys. Like you're not really presenting them as major, you know, you're trying to present as major characters, but there's no like episodic storytelling with them. We're just introducing them, you know, and we're letting them cut sound bites with subtitles and, you know, they're doing run-ins and attacking guys, like, but there's not like a lot of interest except for a portion of the fan base that is into that. And the metric is like, because like their television ratings kind of like have stagnated even with the Japanese guys. They haven't gone up. They haven't, like, you know, coming out of the pay-per-view, the number wasn't good and everything. But the show sold out and did like one of the big, like Cody, wasn't like one of the biggest houses in like Canada history or something like that? Like, didn't they break a like record or something to Toronto? Well, Joe, look that up.
What is that? Forbidden Door?
I think the Forbidden Door house. Like did like a monster number, okay? Yeah,
I think it was the third biggest in Canadian history,
right?
I
mean, and
it was AEW's biggest gate,
right? I think the problem, and this is where we're talking about, like what Vince has kind of like the experience than Tony does. I think Tony is willing to pat himself on the back, looking at that metric, and kind of like not worrying about how, like, dude, your weekly TV ratings still are not, they're stagnating, they're not that good. You know, it's like don't take your eye off the ball here. Your issue is your weekly television ratings aren't good. I know you did a good number for Forbidden Door. Your weekly numbers leading up and coming out of it weren't that good, but that wasn't, you know, you did well on that show. So it's like you need to kind of refocus and like, okay, what do we need to do to turn things, you know, to get more people watching our show? And it's like you don't want to, like, I don't know. It just seems like they're, a lot of the decisions they make are run con, you know, they just don't know how to get new fans, period. And they look at things like the Forbidden Door, and it's like, those aren't new fans, those are hardcore fans, and all the hardcore fans are invested in that. Like, you know, you found things that your fan base can even become more passionate about, but it's still just your fan base, nothing outside, you know. And that's I think the problem that they face, and I think Tony needs to, like, you know, quit drinking the Kool-Aid when he sees a positive metric like that and realize that, dude, there's literally no reason, if you look at the talent between the two rosters, that AEW has tons of talented guys, like a lot. And you don't need a lot of talented guys to do good weekly television. Like, look at WWE, like, you know, most of their guys are good, but bro, there's like about maybe 12 to 15 guys that are like you know, driving the weekly ratings on the show. You know, nobody's really, when the Viking Raiders are coming out on TV, nobody's really invested in that. You know, they're on TV a lot and stuff. You know, but the guys that you're invested in, I think what Tony needs to do is like, look, what's our core group of guys here? We need to go like a good 3 month period of like 12 straight shows, and this is our crew. Like all these other guys, like sorry guys, you're not going to be on Dynamite this week, you know. But and just keep investing in the guys that are proven to be over and have drawn numbers. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, you know, you're always going to need a Vikings Raiders because you need a supporting cast. Everybody right. can't be the star. So right. you know, I mean, it ain't like when they come out, people are bored because they bring it, you know. And really, they do a lot more shit, a lot of it crazy, but they do a lot of shit. They'd probably get more over if they let them loose a little bit. But, you know, they're probably getting paid well. They're happy. They're employed. And, you know, they are being used.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about AEW. It's like, you right. know, like you could put the Viking Raiders on TV, but right. we wouldn't miss them if they're not on TV, okay?
Right.
There's a lot of guys that they put on TV weekly on AEW. And then if they weren't on, we wouldn't miss them. Now they're on and like, you know, okay, big deal. You're keeping guys off the show that we do miss. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's, I think, what their problem is. It's like you're putting the Butcher and the Blade, you know, in matches and stuff like randomly when you could have like, for, like you could do, you know, FTR versus the Elite tomorrow. You could do it. It's like, but I don't know what you're saving. You know, I don't get it. I don't know.